in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, guys. Hey, before the game, you remember, what did I ask you? To recognize the fact that this was a great opportunity to go win a football game and move this program forward. You did that. And then I asked you to just let it all go. And you did that. I see a lot of tired, exhausted guys in here that sold out. And I'm happy for you because this whole team contributed to this victory. We're starting to turn the corner a little bit, right? You guys are growing up. Some of you young guys, some of you veterans I'm looking around and looking at, you're helping these other young guys grow. And we're growing together as a team. That's two in a row. Hard to win in this league, and you've won two in a row. So let's get back on the stick, fellas, and get ready to play the Chiefs next Sunday.
All right. I can get used to this. I can really get used to this. Happy Victory Monday. Second week in a row. Second week in a row we can open this show with the speech from Pat Shurmur to the team in the locker room, and I was so pleased to be in there for that. I got to tell you, something special. And in that cramped, crowded, crappy locker room at the Oakland Coliseum, at the you talk about a place, basically, you're playing, it's a relic. The place is so bad. It's so, you go back in time, and not to a really great place in time. You go back, this is like 60s, 70s football in terms of the conditions and the setting. And in 2012, it shouldn't be that way. The Browns overcame that. The Browns overcame 3-hour time difference, 5 hours plus in the air going out there. Just trying to acclimate and deal with. And those fans who were there, and there weren't, it was not a packed house, but it was a rowdy house because that's how the Raider fans do it. And when the buses are rolling in, you get all kinds of very nice salutes from the fans. Some middle finger salutes, and cat calls and other things, and they're decked out in all their crazy Raider gear. They're still out there. They're still there, and they still can make, and in those confined areas of the end zone, they can still make noise. When the Browns were backed up to start that 94-yard drive, it was noisy. So much to like from this game. I like the game plan. I like the offensive game plan and the defensive game plan. The aggressiveness that Pat Shurmur showed. I liked the resilience of Brandon Whedon. I liked the play of the offensive line, mostly giving him time to do what he needed to do back there. I liked the athleticism and extraordinary ability that Josh Gordon continues to show as he moves forward toward that elite receiver status, that number one receiver status that teams have to worry about. I liked the savvy and experience of Sheldon Brown. The guy who comes up with the play when you need it. Did it last week against the Steelers. Does it again today. Has done it another game. Did it against Cincinnati in the home game here. But does it on the road. And I like this. I like the Browns winning on the road. Figuring out how to do it on the road as a team. Where most of this team being young enough to have not learned that lesson because they didn't know what it was like prior to this 12-game road losing streak that had preceded this game Sunday beginning last year. And where did it begin? It began in Oakland. So there's some symmetry or poetry, whatever you want to call it, justice, poetic justice, that the winning streak or the losing streak on the road, the first win on the road, 12-game losing streak on the road, ends in Oakland. I like that too. Very special thing. You can talk about this thing not being a big enough score for you, not pretty enough in some ways, I don't care. It is ludicrous, silly, idiotic, frankly, to go there. Style points do not matter. Style points do not matter. And it's as imperfect a league as there is. Show me a team that's dominant right now that is doing it perfectly, game in and game out. That's where that argument ends. It's a tired, silly, point to make about it just wasn't pretty enough. It wasn't perfect enough. Brandon Weeden needed to be more perfect. Trent Richardson needed to average more yards. That was the Raiders. Yeah, that was the Raiders. They came to play too. They do come to play in this league. Nothing but joy, nothing but celebration. And Pat Shurmur is here on this show to talk about it, to give his take on it. You're going to want to hear that. The roundtable is together. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Doug Deacon, his partner in the Browns radio booth. And Tom Withers from the Associated Press. With yours truly, we sit down and dissect what we saw yesterday. Give our thoughts about that. We'll also answer your questions and comments throughout this show that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, that you email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Yes, it's a Victory Monday, a beautiful thing. I can get used to this. Let's do this every week through the balance of the season and keep this thing rolling. This is a lot of fun, folks. It's changed the game, the dynamic of what we do here. Back-to-back wins. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Every year my holiday shopping list keeps growing, but my budget sure doesn't. That's why Half Price Books is my destination for one-stop holiday shopping. It's simple, really. Since almost everything's half price or less, I can be twice as thoughtful for gifts where the thought really counts. It's easy to find things that'll tap into anyone's favorite passion, a wonderland packed with gifts from the past to the future. Yep, from kids to grandparents, from books on hobbies to great music and movie box sets, great games and books for the kids, those one-of-a-kind treasures you may not find anywhere else. Heck, even an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt with a gift card. A $25 gift card gets a $5 bonus card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books for all your holiday shopping. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. To find out more or to find the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Golic, let me ask you a question. When did you retire?
Well, I retired in 93.
You haven't retired since 1993? That's almost two decades. Are you insane? Everyone should retire when their tires are worn, and preferably they should retire at National Tire and Battery.
Oh, NTB, I get it. I actually could retire there and get my brakes done as well.
By their ASE-certified Service Central technicians?
Of course, and I'll tell you, those guys are the pros.
Or in your case, the former pros.
That's very true.
NTB, home of the $200 tire price guarantee.
It is second and goal. The Browns have it at the Raiders' 3-yard line. Richardson will be by himself in the backfield. Gordon near side left. Little slot right. Benjamin wide right. Benjamin motion. Here's Weeden giving the ball. It goes to Richardson. Cuts left. He's going in. Touchdown.
Well, what you did was you took Benjamin and put him in. They took their middle linebacker out because of it. Where'd you go? Right where the middle linebacker should have been.
3-yard touchdown run. And a 94-yard touchdown drive.
That's right. The punctuation on the game-winning drive, 94-yard drive engineered by Brandon Weeden. What a real transforming moment I think that was for the rookie quarterback and for the head coach of this team as well. to get this team done, finishing it, getting it done, making that kind of march. A lot of skepticism before that. I understand that. This team hadn't shown that, but they showed it. And I think signs of what is to come is what I think that's all about. And lots of fun, to say the least, to be part of it, to see it, whether you're watching it in person, watching it on TV, and certainly listening to our one and only Jim Donovan, the play-by-play voice of the Browns, call it as he did right there. Hey, get the Browns fan four-pack now. Get four tickets to see the Browns face the Redskins on December 16th, plus four hot dogs, Pepsis, game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this segment with the head coach is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And he joins us every Monday, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be here. It was a great, great weekend for our guys. I'm extremely happy for our players and coaches. We went out and won a road game, which has been tough to do for a while.
You've said this before to the question of how do you overcome the hump, how do you overcome the hump. You basically just have to do it, obviously, to get there. But after that happens, are there any things you can do to sort of reinforce the message?
Well, all along, I kept saying, you know, we're close, we're doing, you know, but eventually the players have to go to the game believing you could win, and then find a way to get it done. You know, it's just know that you can do it, and then go out and do it. And you know, you can't really sell a lot of books saying that, but I think what's important is it was another team victory. We found a way in previous weeks to lose some games like that. And now, at least in the last 2 weeks, we found ways to win them.
And this task was enormous, regardless of the Raiders' record, regardless of their losing streak going into this game. They came to play. They certainly had some pride there, to say the least. Different time zone. You're traveling that five-hour trip over. Not very pleasant conditions in that stadium, the field, and so forth. There's a lot to overcome, and I'm guessing with each step, there were teachable moments for your football team.
Well, the first thing you said is very important. You can't look at records. I don't know how people look at records and try to predict victories. You know, because every team's prideful. Everybody can beat everybody else in a one game set here. So that's number one. And then I think number two, my philosophy has always been, and I think I kind of learned it this way as a player and then as a coach in both college and pro. You only let these things be distractions if you let them be. You know, it sounds funny, but, you know, you got to decide that it doesn't matter where we're playing. We're going to play our best football, whether we're home or away. And just understand that, you know, when you play in an away venue, it's different. And so understand that and just try to shut it out.
What did you like best about the win besides the final score?
Well, the final score, but, yeah, I think it was a battle. I felt good about the fact that we got ahead. There was a point in the game there where we could have got ahead by more and we didn't. You know, that's probably the part that bothered me some. And then, because then you see you're within two scores and boom, they make a big play and then now the game changes. Mm. The part that I liked the best, of course, was when they were driving the football on us and Sheldon Brown picks it off. And then we answer by, you know, marching the ball 94 yards in a drive where everybody, really almost everybody on offense had contributed. And Brandon Whedon went 5 for 6. We had some good efficient runs. And then we, of course, finished it with Trent's run, which then, of course, makes a two-score game with really one, maybe two possessions left for Oakland, which, okay, that... So the interception and, of course, the 94-yard drive, I think, were the things that strike out.
Sheldon is letting his actions speak very loudly. He knows very well what people say, 11-year veteran, 30-plus years old, at a stage of his career where, at corner, it's supposed to be a much tougher grind, and teams clearly go after him more than the other side, maybe, again, for that obvious reason. And all he does is he's making plays, and that Oakland game has been consistent with his whole season.
Yeah, it's tough to play corner in this league. I don't care how old you are, because you know you they can get after you. You know, you put a really good player out there, and there's times when I don't care if you're playing man or zone, it's one-on-one. And a ball, a tip ball, or a good throw and a great catch can make a difference in a game. So corners deal with that tension. And, you know, all I can say about Sheldon is he's had three interceptions, all of which, after he intercepted the football, we then went down and got points. And so, you know, in the last 2 weeks, he's had big plays.
Yeah.
You know, he's made plays that have been significant to our victories. You know, they tried to throw an out route to Plexico last week. He stepped in front, picked it off, and then we ended up getting points. We got a touchdown. That was a few plays later was Trent's, you know,
right,
run for a touchdown. This week, of course, when they were moving the football on us, and, you know, they had found a little rhythm against us,
mm-hmm,
on defense. You know, he made a big play, which then allowed us to get back on the field on offense and then, you know, grind it out.
And they were doing that slow no huddle,
mm-hmm,
to get a feel. They were clearly trying to deal with a disruptive defensive substitution. You were doing that by preventing you from,
right,
substituting.
Right, and that's the advantage of doing that, is it doesn't allow you to substitute quite as seamlessly. But we did a good job of controlling, except for the one sluggo seam they hit, where it was a really good throw and an even better catch.
Yeah.
You know, they, you know, we kind of controlled the big plays in their no huddle. So, you know, that's the important thing. And again, I go back to it every week. It's not about yards; it's about points.
Right.
And so, defensively, you know, you got to eliminate the scores. You got to play well in the red area, and then of course, you got to try to do what you can to get turnovers and then get sacks.
Yeah. Through these 12 games, your defense seemingly has put you in position to win and or compete every week. I'm thinking game after game, that's the constant. Your defense and it's getting better.
Yeah, it's getting better. I think so. In a lot of the areas I just mentioned, you know, we're you know, doing better.
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing. And a lot of that comes with the guys playing more together. You know, defense, mm-hmm, is really a team thing. It gets down to matchups, of course, and eventually somebody gets isolated where they take a shot here or do this. But when you play good team defense, and it's a credit to Dick Geron and the staff, they do an outstanding job of educating our guys on what they're going to see,
right,
and then putting a plan together to try to defend it.
Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns, joins us here on Mondays on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Was that 94-yard touchdown drive led by Brandon Whedon a coming of age moment for him? Did you go that far?
I wouldn't. No, I'm not gonna quantify it that way. I think what happened in that drive is offensively, we were pretty efficient. You know, you have to be efficient when you move the ball that way. Brandon was 5 for 6 in that drive and did a good job of taking care of the football. You know, we didn't have any penalties. You know, and so I don't know about coming of age. You know, and I don't want to be that melodramatic about,
yeah,
it, but I do think that's part of what a team learns how to do when you learn how to finish a game. You know, I think that's important because not only do you score points, but you score 7, which makes it a 10-point game, and then of course you're chewing clock as well, so you're eliminating the amount of time they have, which essentially eliminates the amount of possessions they would have.
Yeah, you can leave the melodrama to us. We'll take care of that. But Coach, the reason, too, that I thought that was an extra special, not just because of the, you know, what it represented in the game, when he overcame the two interceptions,
mm-hmm,
had multiple passes batted down at the line, he was going through some patches where things were kind of up and down for him. And he's coming into this game from that concussion, and he looked so, you know, he has to run not once but twice to pick up that 1 yard, mm-hmm, third and one and then fourth and one. And your confidence, too, was there in him twice going for it on fourth and one and being successful both times in the course of the game. So I just thought for him, too, it was special, extra special to have that success after what had preceded it.
Yeah, no, I think he felt... I don't know. I think he felt good about the fact that we won the football game.
Yeah.
More so than any of the specific plays that happened, because there are good and bad things that happen in the game. And we had a couple of tip passes. We were backed up, and we had two in a row that were tipped. That happens. You know, I think at times what we're seeing now, because we do a pretty good job of getting the ball out, that, you know, some of the guys that we're playing against will stop their rush and just try to bat the ball down, which is good. It means that they're not trying to sack him, you know. So, but we got, you know, those come every once in a while. But you just keep battling. You know, I think he had some throws in there that are pretty good. I mean, there was some pressure, not free guys, but just guys being blocked in his face where he stepped up and made some throws.
Sure.
We had the two batted passes backed up, and then he stood in there and threw a first down strike to Greg Little.
Right.
With two guys in his face, and Greg made a nice catch and he made a nice throw. That defined him more in that little sequence than the two batted passes, because that was a good job.
You and your offensive staff put together what really looked like a nice plan for this game, because receivers were consistently catching the ball with some green around them. You were finding those openings, your receivers, your tight ends. I mean, I know there were some tighter windows that Brandon had to negotiate, but for the most part, there were things that you were exploiting left and right. How good did you feel about the plan when you went into the game?
Well, we felt good about it. You know, obviously when you put a plan together, you want to make sure your skill players are touching the football. And we had eight guys catch passes, which I think is important. I believe in spreading the ball around. I and we believe in passes that have elements of the shallow crossing route,
yeah,
which allows you to then get a completion, and if it's right, you get some yardage after catch. So you can have a high completion percentage type throw that has some big play capability if the guys, obviously if the ball is thrown accurately, and then of course the guy runs with it well.
And your running game, Trent Richardson, definitely a more than solid day, 3.6 per on a day when those weren't easy yards, because again the opponent is clearly trying to do all it can, knowing you're going to hand him the ball, and I think he's still got, what, 20 carries. But the nice thing is you have him, and then you have that changeup option with Montario Hardesty, and I love it. He comes on the field, and you're now expecting him to pop something, and he did it twice yesterday.
Yeah, he's had some very quality reps, and I think that was the message to Montario. It's not about quantity, it's quality, you know, and I think he's played his role well. And I'm pleased with how he's handled himself. He's been a pro about all this. And when he gets in there, he knows he's going to he's not going to have as many opportunities as Trent. And so he tries to do the best with what he gets. And I think that impacts us in a good way.
The focus now, of course, solely on the Chiefs coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
This team won an emotional game yesterday, Pat. You know that. Mm-hmm. And what they had to overcome to win that. And Romeo Crennel and his staff. So how do you sort of see that? Because there was a lot of thought that an emotional-fueled team is becomes that much more dangerous.
Well, I do know this. There's a lot of Cleveland connections, you know, on that Chiefs team, you know, guys that have either coached here or played here. And so I'm sure they're going to be ready to play this football game. They're a very talented team. And I'll go back to what I said about records. You can't look at that when you put either a plan to play someone or try to predict who's going to win it. You can't do that. Now, I don't even want to pretend to think about what Romeo went through this weekend. I can't imagine. But I do know this. He's a tremendous man. He's an outstanding head coach, in my opinion. And he pushed all the right buttons to get his team ready to play. And I think in some ways it was probably them going out and playing a good football game was a good distraction from what they'd been thinking about for the last 24 hours.
Right. And to also echo something you expressed, winning two in a row, snapping a long road streak, all those things really only matter if it's followed up by another win.
No question.
Right?
No question. It's we know that. We're already, my coaches and the players that have been through already are watching and getting ready to play the Chiefs. And much like, it's the same conversation I had last week after we played Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, you go through, when it comes to the regular season, you go through this process 16 times. And That's just the way it is. I wish it was more glamorous than that from our standpoint, but that's where the mental toughness comes in, because win, lose, or draw, you got to try to make Monday the best Monday of the year, and then Tuesday and so on and so forth, because that gives you the best success or best chance to be successful on Sunday, when, of course, you just have to go out there and do it.
Sounds great. Coach, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
He is Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns. He joins us every Monday right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
RTA's new Sea Line Trolley is your best bet for exploring downtown Cleveland. Because every 10 minutes on weeknights and weekends until 11 p.m., you can ride free with a smile to the Horseshoe Casino, the theaters of Playhouse Square, and the clubs and restaurants of East 4th Street and the Warehouse District. It's like doubling down on a nonstop cross-town entertainment jackpot. The new Sea Line Trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Do you remember hearing about the good old days? A simpler time, a slower pace, a time when things weren't so complicated and rushed. Compare that to today's fast-paced world of smartphones, the internet, text messaging, and Twitter. We are always plugged in and looking for the quick answer. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. When you are shopping for a mattress, the quick answer may not be your best bet. I invite you to stop by our factory to take a tour. See firsthand how our mattresses are made carefully, one at a time. Try our complete selection of mattresses, including foam and adjustable beds, along with traditional innerspring products. Sleep is important, and we work hard to provide a comfortable atmosphere where you don't have to worry about high-pressure salespeople or today-only sales to force a decision before you are ready. We are here to help and to provide you with the information and time you need to make the right purchase. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
3-0 Browns lead, and they're at the Raider 44. Gordon and Massaqua wide left. Travis Benjamin wide to the right. Little inside of him in a slot. Hardesty the running back. Here's Wheaton to throw with a shoulder pump back. He's going long and deep. Left sideline caught. Josh Gordon is into the end zone. Touchdown. 44 yards. What a throw.
Well, he hit him right in stride. Josh Gordon got behind him.
Did you see him give him that little shoulder fake in the pocket?
Yeah, it was. What a pretty play that was. Perfect throw. Excellent catch. Great speed for the big guy. He's just bringing that dimension, and it is having an impact. And, guys, I got a great win-win for you. Help a child today. Save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great Clips, it's going to be great.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Part of the show where we answer your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns underscore daily, email daily at clevelandbrowns.com. Nick from Twitter, now that's what's called a winning streak. Yes, it is. Well, it's two. It'll be a lot better at three, a lot better at four. But let's focus on two right now. That's what today's show is all about, and that's all we have right now. But it's a nice thing. You heard Coach Shermer talk about this. It is a teaching tool. It is something that now tangibly players can identify what it feels like to win back-to-back games in the NFL for the younger guys, and again, for those older guys who don't remember what it felt like. And for the rest of us around this football team, where it's been so long since we got to enjoy this experience. Dave from Facebook says, good win yesterday. Brandon Whedon is showing good improvement and confidence, but still two interceptions. Defense is playing well. Yeah, the two interceptions were, and two red zone plays that end with the opposition getting the ball is never a good thing. I see it in his case, especially on a day when he finishes with 364, throws a touchdown pass, leads a touchdown drive, has another big connection with Mo Massaqua, as steps that he that are forward. He learns from these two errors. They happen in the NFL. They happen to rookies in the NFL, and they happen to a guy who I think does trust his arm, takes chances that he needs to learn that he can't always take. And on those plays, there was, I thought, one where he was getting some pressure, but still the first one hurried, threw the ball faster than he needed to. And then the other one, he just, floated it behind on a severe underthrow that was bound to be picked. You just sort of could see it after it left his hand. I think he also got had a little contact there with an elbow or somebody came in on a defender. But those, you got to operate better in the pocket than that on those two plays. So I agree that it's still something that you point to, but he did many more good things to offset the bad in his performance. He did. I mean, that's a fact. The way he saw the field, the decisions he made were all positives. He is definitely a better quarterback here and now today, 12 games into it, obviously than he was in week one, but even when he had the rebound game in week two, he's doing better things. And receivers who are catching balls, hanging on to footballs, I think that's another big difference, maybe not stated enough. Cartwheel from Facebook. Peyton Manning threw 28 picks his rookie season. They should have benched him like everyone wants to bench Brandon Whedon. He's saying this sarcastically. We don't need another quarterback. Stick with Whedon. He's the man. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Cartwheel. I don't think there should be any question about this. There's a lot of knee-jerk reaction among fans, and maybe particularly fans of this team who have seen too much bad stuff in watching the Browns to appreciate where there can be some good stuff. That's probably not the right way to put it. Impatient about waiting for the good stuff. And I get that, too, by the way. I do get it. I understand what's driving it. But I think, and this is to Zachary's point, Facebook, Cleveland needs consistency. It's not a time for change. It's a time to grow as a team. I hope they keep winning. Good clubs get good picks later in rounds. It's time we build and stop rebuilding. We really haven't been blown out all year. I think that's a tremendous commentary by Zachary. Summed it up right. It's not only what we all hope for to have the consistent success, but I'd want it to be. I want it to be a very difficult decision for this hierarchy. They want it to be a difficult decision at the end of the year to decide what to do with their team, their way, setting the new course for the Browns or whatever the course is going to be. It's going to be a new course because it's their course. Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner at the end of the season. And I'm hopeful, as they're hopeful, that this is extremely difficult, that the Browns at the most win out, at the least win most of what's left on the schedule, so that what do you do? What do you do with the head coach? What do you do with the coaching staff? What do you do with the personnel people? You know, what all these decisions that are going to be made, that everyone knows are going to be made one way or the other, make it difficult. Why not? And, you know, a game like yesterday and back-to-back games like we've seen now, that definitely makes this a heavier lifting project to deal with, because you've got a lot to look at and a lot to consider. And good for Pat Shurmur and good for this team, good for the players to respond well to their coach, too. Good for all of them. And good for Brandon Whedon, who is, under the same level of scrutiny as the quarterback, that they're going to decide will or won't be the quarterback going forward. To me, that's the easy choice to continue forward with him, but I'm not the one making that decision, but I like what I see through 12 games. All right, we've got much more coming up. We're going to get the round table together. Let's see what those guys think. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Four of us are going to sit down, hash this thing out next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on! Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times! Great food!
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's that time again.
Time to rev up your holiday with great gifts from Genuine Hot Rod Hardware and Summit Racing Equipment. Find the ultimate gift for the auto enthusiast in your life or yourself and make it a hot rod holiday with great items like these. Holiday and home decor, exclusive collectibles, toys, workshop gear, assorted apparel, watches and jewelry, clocks, retro garage signs, floor mats, fender covers, tools, kids' pedal cars, and much more. Can't decide on a gift? Get an all-access gift card good for anything at Genuine Hot Rod Hardware, Summit Racing, and Power Sports Place. So make your list and check it twice. Then save on all your gearhead gift-giving needs from Genuine Hot Rod Hardware.
Genuine Hot Rod Hardware. Inside Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge. Open 9 to 9 every day through December 23rd, 9 to 4 on Christmas Eve.
Darius Moore, wide left. On a wing on the left side is Marcel Reese. Now the play clock underneath 10. Palmer yelling the play out. 13-3, the Browns lead by 10. It's 3rd and 10. Back goes Palmer. Back in the pocket. He's going to get sacked. The Browns got him. First time today they get him. It is Jaquay Parker.
Kind of took him out of field goal range, too, with it.
7-yard loss, and you're right, Doug. Number 11 doesn't come in. That's Janikowski, the punter, number 9.
Yeah, Jaquay Parker with the bull rush and the sack. Very nice play by that free agent pickup from the Philadelphia Eagles. The veteran on this defensive line, one of the veterans, Frosty Rucker being the other. Yes. And hey, how about this? Come out and meet a former Brown. Come out and meet former Browns linebacker Frank Stams on Tuesday. That's tomorrow at Rebel Wireless Store in Akron. Stams will be there from 6 to 7 p.m. signing autographs and taking photos. Fans can enjoy a free raffle of Browns items, too. He's actually going to pose, I think, more than take photos. You can take photos of him with you, your friends, your kids, the whole works. Rebel Wireless with yourself. Rebel Wireless Akron is located at 1400 South Arlington Road. And we've assembled the round table. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Two in a row, Jim. What's it mean?
Oh, I think it's all good, Vic. All arrows pointing up. I mean, good that it happened on the road. Good the way that they did it. I think that people would say, well, maybe they should have dominated a little bit more. But the fact that it started to slip away and they got the game back and had that great 94-yard drive that got into the end zone for a touchdown, I think that you're excited, I'm sure, to come to practice, to come watch tape, and to go down to the stadium and watch them play Sunday against Kansas City. I think it's good across the board.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that drive, and that's what you needed. I mean, this team had found ways to lose.
Yeah.
They found a way to win, and that was by taking the ball and just running it down the field. The other part, you know, they made a gutsy call on 4th and 1, because that was a place in the field. If you miss there, boy, you're in big trouble.
Two fourth and one calls.
Yeah, no, a gutsy call, and I agree with both these guys. I mean, a check in a lot of boxes, you know, end of the long losing streak on the road. Big drive. We're finally talking in a drive in, about a drive in Cleveland without John Elway mentioned in it.
Yep.
It was really another nice building moment for a young team that's finally, you know, I think the training wheels are starting to come off the bike.
Mm. I used this term, a coming of age of Brandon Whedon on that drive with Coach Shermer earlier in the show. He said, I don't want to be that melodramatic, but I said, okay, that's our job. Let's be melodramatic, because I think, Tom, that could be that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real turning point in my mind. I thought, you know, we've talked about moments for Brandon Whedon all season, whether it's recovering from a pick six and coming back and driving the team down, and I thought yesterday was one of those moments. And boy, the yards after catch yesterday, I mean, I've never seen anything like that, I think, in 13 years with the Browns.
The game plan, Jimmy, the whole scheming of what they did against this defense, this Raider defense, seemed to allow for a lot of these plays to happen. Guys were catching passes in big open spaces all day.
Well, and I think it's just now everybody realizes who they are in the offense. And I think Gordon he's the number one. There's no question.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is really special, and it is that is a great thing to watch him, because everything's so fluid and effortless. He's number one. But now Greg Little knows that he's really number two, and I think he's comfortable with that. I don't think that he was ready to be a number one wide receiver, and I don't know if he ever will be, but he's really starting to play well. He blocks well. He's running after the catch. He's physical when he catches the ball, and he runs away from people. But here's the other thing. I think they've been searching for that guy in the slot, whether it's Massaqua, Cooper, or whoever it was going to be. But Massaqua showed some signs yesterday that he is that guy. And on that great play, I mean, that's definitely what you need.
And the reason Gordon's number one, Doug, is that he's the guy that the opposing team's safety follows. And generally, there's the help, right? So somebody else gets those areas. So I think the Greg Littles, the Mo Massaquas, the Ben Watsons love the fact that there's a guy like that.
Well, yeah, not only that, but the fact that, you know, he didn't play for a year. And, you know, when you get out there and you haven't played and you're trying to think what's going on, a lot of times your concentration wanes. But his concentration, his hands, I think, you know, is they've been the most consistent of anybody. But I think overall as a team, everybody's hands have improved in the last five or six games. That's We're not seeing the drops, and I think that, you know, that you know, then you start winning ball games.
And back to Whedon for a second, Vic. I think you're seeing now, you know, he's a guy that liked to look downfield first, and then he would check down when he needed to. Well, now he's finding that intermediate route is there, that shallow cross is there. And this West Coast offense, if you can get your big receivers with the ball over the middle, they break one tackle, next thing you know, a nine-yard gain turns into 19 or 20.
And, you know, Vic, I was really worried for a couple of weeks, for a stretch in the season, that the tight ends were lost in the offense. But now they're back. Yeah, they were lost. You're right. And now they're back. And Watson's given them, like, three or four really good games in a row now. So I'm sure he's feeling well. He's running well. I mean, he's running with the ball. Cameron, I think it allows him to grow into it. So I was worried that the tight ends were gone, and now they're back in there, and it looks like such a much more complete passing attack.
And Whedon continues to be an interesting study. 364 yards, he breaks his own rookie record, which is in this 12-game career of his. But he does that. But he also has two passes intercepted on balls that he'd, I'm sure, like to have back. Some balls were knocked down. But what else did he do? He ran at one point where he made a decision to run that was better than putting it up. I still think there's that occasion where he'll float a pass that he shouldn't and trust his arm a little too much. But then those two very defining parts of that 94-yard drive, of the defining drive, third and one and fourth and one, and he's coming back from a concussion, and he's barreling through there with no hesitation.
Yeah, he said after the game yesterday he had never been hit as much as he was hit yesterday in this game. And, of course, he brought some of those hits on.
He waited in the pocket. And the throw to Massaquoi, he took a hit.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I thought he played. I was shocked when he took off the first time with the ball. It was very, very early, wasn't it, in the game when he took off and he's coming back?
Early, yeah.
Yeah. I was really shocked, Doug, when he took off.
Well, I saw him in the parking lot out after the game, and he was talking about how sore he was going to be today. And I said, I just go out in the parking lot. You can get practice with people. Oh, man, what a crowd.
Doug, how about, though, let's give the offensive line some credit, though. He was sacked only one time. Yeah, he took some shots on plays where there was a purpose. He's waiting for Momass and got that 54-yard play and understood that he had to hang in there as he did. But all in all, this offensive line continues to consistently do the job.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we're seeing them actually attack the perimeter. The one Hardesty run yesterday, they did a good job of getting him out there and getting some blocks for him. And, yeah, no, the offensive line definitely has, yeah, you're going to get hits, but that's, you know, we sit over in Pittsburgh because Roethlisberger just eats it up as long as he can. He'll take the hit for the throw, and that's what a quarterback's got to do.
No, there's no question. It's the roundtable. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly, Vic Carucci, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about this Browns defense, and I wanted to start from the front to the back, but let's start from the back and start with Sheldon Brown, an 11-year veteran, a guy who's supposed to be the guy because of that gets picked on, and oh, by the way, he is. Clearly the Raider game plan was coming after him, and what did he do? Knocked passes down and made the big guy in.
You can pick on the old man only so long, and he really responded, didn't he? Yeah. I mean, came up and made a real nice tackle on the outside, and then the interception of the season. I mean, a tremendous job by him. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have been ready to throw the dirt on Sheldon Brown, and then obviously you see what impact, once again, Joe Hayden has on the game.
Right.
You know, he absolutely shuts off one side of the field.
He really does. I mean, that's amazing. People just do not fool with Joe Hayden, or something bad is going to happen to you if you fool with him. And I give that kid Gibson a lot of credit. I thought he played very well at safety to Sean Gibson, filling in for Osama Young.
Well, you know, the Raiders, they have the track team, and you know they're going to put their speed against Sheldon Brown if they could. And Sheldon, he's a veteran. He knows you give him a bigger cushion, but he still knows when to react to the ball. He's a pro. And then the other one, he made a great tackle in the open field.
People don't
appreciate what a good tackler he is.
I love what you said, too, about that interception and his veteran presence, because he knew enough. His film study or tape study showed him that was a great press bail situation. He had pressed the receiver originally, or showed that, but bailed, knowing, like you said, the speed, Doug, and so forth, and put himself in position, and then just gets the right line of sight, turned when he had to, and or tracked the ball as he had to. And that's a quality that corners don't just get. I mean, you develop that.
Well, I mean, and when it came, Vic, I mean, that game was starting to slip. I mean,
yes.
They were already in Janikowski field goal range, which is anything from 70 and in. But, I mean, they were already in range there.
Yeah.
And you had the feeling that Palmer was in a great groove at the time. You know, he was really throwing the ball on time and two people that were open. It was just feeling a little bit like we've felt before in Dallas and other places. And boy, what a play to come up with it.
And it's not about the yards, it's about the points. We can use that mantra, and we've heard Pat Shurmur say this about the Browns defense. 429 yards that the Raiders had, but only 17 points to show for it. And Doug, this is what starts up front, right? This is where we're talking Phil Taylor, we're talking Ataba Rubin, we're talking Jabal Sheard, the whole Frosty record. Jaquay Parker got the sack in this game. They made life pretty miserable for Carson Palmer, and the Raiders were trying to do, and Dick Geron did as well. They're trying to counter that with that sort of slow no-huddle thing they were doing.
Well, yeah, once they got in the no-huddle, they did pretty good moving the football. I think the thing that they did was they went to the tight end a lot yesterday, and we had trouble there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when a guy catches Myers, 14 balls on you, you know, he's having a pretty good day. And I don't know if you know, going into the game, he was the leading receiver, so you had to think that's where they're going to go,
even
with the speed on the outside. But when you got that speed on the outside, it gives you a lot of holes underneath.
And I don't know what the percentage was, and Doug and Jimmy can speak better to this. I like the idea that walking T.J. Ward up to the line a little bit more, too. He's kind of almost playing like a rover position, if you will. I mean, he's coming up and making some plays, and I think that's helped shut down some of that rushing game.
Yeah, there's no question. And we say this on this show, I think, repeatedly, but Dick Geron deserves so much credit. What a great hire he has proven to be for this team. And if you go around the league right now, I'm struggling to find anyone that I would call a better defensive coordinator. I think Dick LeBeau gets his due in Pittsburgh, and rightfully so. But I think in his own quiet, understated way, Dick Geron is right up there with the elite D coordinators.
Well, it's such a good mix right now because I think that these young players buy into him, and I think that he's kind of rejuvenated by them. I think having a good time. This is a pretty interesting mix right now that could really end up having something very special happen here, because when you get that really good coordinator, players buying into the coordinator, and you have talent anyway. I mean, that's all you want. I mean, that's what you're looking for.
And not to take anything away from Dick LeBeau, but when Dick LeBeau gets a guy, they sit for a couple years, and so when they turn it over, that guy is pretty well seasoned.
That's true.
And that's always been their policy over there.
And you see this happen on kids. Defense as well, right? There's always kind of that feeling that if a defense comes together, like we talked about last week, it could be the identity of the team.
And we were talking about this, I think, today, too, about team identity during the news conference with Coach Shurmur about the young players on the team. We've addressed them on the show repeatedly. I think now the players do understand, you said it with the receiving core, Jimmy, I think it's true with the whole team, that there's a greater sense of understanding of what they are as Cleveland Browns player. I think the rookie players, the rookies who had joined this team before, were sort of individually looking at their pro careers. Like, I'm an NFL player, here's what I need to do to be an NFL player. Now I think they're Browns. I think they have a feeling of more of a collective sense of does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because I think some of them, you know, Vic, and deservedly so, because of their entrance and how they came in, we're probably thinking week to week, am I going to be on the roster? Am I going to be a practice squad player?
Right.
And I think, you know, when they went out on the field against Philadelphia way back when in the regular season opener, and you've got L.J. Fort, and you've got the other linebacker playing, Robertson playing out there too.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're saying to yourself, well, I mean, you know, Fujita will be back, and, you know, and Gokong will be back next year. But I'll tell you what, these kids have dug in, and they've played very, very well. Buster Skrine, we've watched him, you know, go through some really tough stuff, but he's a player now on this team. You're right.
Yeah.
He is a Brown.
There's there's more of an investment, I think, emotional, whatever it's called.
Bottomosi.
Yeah.
He is a Brown now.
An unnamed assistant coach told me a week ago that this is finally the point in the season where some of these rookies stop looking over their shoulders and say, you know what, I'm here. I'm not going to be cut.
Yeah.
I'm on the team.
Right.
I got to play my butt off now to keep my job. Right. And so I think that's a real building moment.
All right, game balls. Fun thing to do after wins. We get to do it for the second week in a row.
I'm going to give one to Sheldon Brown because I thought they went after him all day long, and I thought he won almost all of them, and he won the big one. I thought he was great. I'm going to give one to Brandon Whedon for a clutch drive, and I congratulate him for doing that because I think a lot of times that's how we measure a quarterback. Can he get you down there late in the game when you need a touchdown?
Well, I'll take those two and throw in Josh Gordon. I mean, he had a big day. It was a big presence there. But, you know, like you say, Sheldon Brown, a great leader. I mean, they're going after you. You're answering the call.
All three of those are great choices. And I'm going to throw in Mitchell Schwartz only because, we would only talk about him if he gave up a sack or something else. And to me, he's really solidified and in a quiet way that offensive line.
I'm going to give it to the whole line. He'd be obviously someone I would single out. But I think the line as a whole, under circumstances where footing and traction was impossible, that was a horrible field. That's a horrible stadium. It's a museum. They're playing in a museum. That's what I felt like with a cavernous, all those, and underwater, and it was...
It's like when they play that one game up at Cooperstown every year.
Yes. The baseball exhibition. Right. And one more. I'm giving one more to the head coach, to Pat Shurmur. I thought that was an outstanding game plan.
Well, the good call was when they got down there the last run by Richardson, they put in Travis Benjamin. So
wow.
They took off
great
the
call.
Linebacker.
That was a great call.
Yeah.
And going for it on fourth down. Guys, thank you so much. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, the roundtable. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Golf fans, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health golf card. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses, all for $99. Play Little Mountain, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shale Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. To purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health golf card, go to ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. To receive your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health golf card before Christmas, order by December 17th. Cart fees not included. Some restrictions apply. Right now with T-Mobile, all Samsung Galaxy 4G smartphones are on sale at amazing low prices, including the Samsung Galaxy S3 and all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 2. Offer ends 12/20 while supplies last. See participating stores for details.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
All of us at Conrad Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends.
Have a great holiday.
And a better new year.
Thank you.
We appreciate your business.
Thank you. Happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
Hey, memorabilia fans, Ohio Sports Marketing is your official licensed photo provider for The Ohio State University. OSM offers a full line of memorabilia, custom framing, and elite player appearance signings. Go to theosustore.com now. That's theosustore.com. Enjoy America's honest, urban, inspirational talk show, What's Up with the Church? Jay the Gospel Kid, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on ESPN 1540 KNR2 and streaming live on ESPNCleveland.com. Visit the original Mattress Factory and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original. The original Mattress Factory.
Paul from Facebook says his favorite memory from yesterday's game was watching Greg Little's downfield block on Tyvon Branch to let Muhammad Massaquah go for an extra 10 yards. The offense is starting to come along now. He says that was, what a hit on Branch by Little. Great block, crushing block. He was very proud of that, by the way. And he's been doing that right along. And Luke says he loves the fact that Pat Shurmur's been more aggressive and fired up. Energy is infectious. When you encourage a young team like he did after the game, it does nothing but help. Talks about better play calling and more aggressiveness was great on his part. That's why he got a game ball in our roundtable segment from me. I thought he had his probably his best of the whole season in many respects, and excluding the X's and O's, just getting his team kind of mentally ready from that and not over, if it was even possible, overhyped from beating the Steelers. The whole town was, but the Browns kept focused, go out to Oakland and get a big win. What a fun victory Monday it was, and we enjoyed being part of it with you. Pets Shurmur, thank you for being part of the show. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, thanks. Tom Withers, thanks. Drew Boatner, Joe Meadows, thank you guys. Emmett Golden, my producer tonight, thank you so much. Stay tuned for 3 Deep. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.